Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
playing Uno.
Yeah. Playing Uno.
Playing Uno, listen to the podcast. That's probably what you're going to do this weekend.
That's what we told you to do yesterday as well.
I was going to say, was that what we said yesterday?
It was, but we played it again today.
Here we go again.
Oh!
Guess what it's time for?
It's time for Uno.
It's Uno Partuno.
Can't believe it, guys. It made it back to the show.
Yeah.
We had another go at it.
No, look, I was always keen to have another go. The thing that I don't give too much away because it is on the podcast, but we also went Instagram Live, and I'm still now, because the show's just finished, there's so many messages from people just loving Radio Uno. It's like, it's just, I'm listening to you guys play Uno on the radio.
I'm a bit overwhelmed. Yeah. Maybe I don't want to do it anymore.
No, it's interesting because a little peek
behind the curtains.
I initially wasn't sold on this idea because I always thought about, like, you know, if you come to a games night and you can't play the games and everyone else is playing, you're like, oh, this is a bit sad. I was worried that people would feel like that, but I stand corrected. This is great.
Can I say that? Grace actually put that in an email. Not a text, not a chat
and it was
to us
like
in the office.
It was like three paragraphs.
Yeah, and it was like, hey guys, had a long, hard think about this, and as someone who loves games, if I was at a games night and I was just forced to watch... Force? What are we talking about?
Has that ever happened? Have you gone to a game night?
Okay, also, watching and forced to watch is very different.
Yeah.
It's okay. Almost like, in that analogy, I thought it's like we've forced people to listen to the radio. We've gone down to the car, turned it on, broken the knob off, and gone, you listen to Jimmy and Nathan, nothing else.
And
what
guess
we
what?
Do, Uno.
And we take their phone away and you can't play.
Has this happened?
No, but you know, if you're playing a game and there's an odd number of people, or maybe you've arrived late and the game's already underway and you can't jump into the next game.
Well, that's on you. That's on you.
I know that's on me, but I'm just saying it's not fun.
I think it's because you're a sore...
Loser.
Competitor. No. Not a sore loser, because you're also a sore winner. You are.
And a sore non-player.
Yeah, because when you win, you're just like,
yeah, I won!
Yeah, actually.
And I'd just like to take this opportunity to retell a story we have told many times, but maybe you're new and you're joining us. Producer Grace has been banned from her own family games night.
Yeah. They relaxed that rule recently. Immediately regretted
it. Relaxed the rule.
Grace is forced to watch.
Yeah. I've been to one family games night with your family, and I beat you. And you were so mad.
You were beating me for a while, and I wouldn't let you leave until I was winning again.
You wonder why I've never came.
We were doing breakfast radio at the time, and I didn't leave Grace's house until, like, after 11:30.
Yeah, because I didn't go. And then I got in the next day to the show. It was when we were on, like, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and you two were just so tired. I went, what happened? And I was like, she wouldn't let me leave.
Because she had to beat me in Scattergrace. She had to beat me.
And I won, didn't I?
And I'll be honest, Jim. I started throwing it just so
no,
I could
No, you did
bed.
Not.
Hey, we played in a pool competition earlier tonight. We threw that too.
Yeah.
Anytime we have to leave, we just throw it, mate.
Yeah.
So
people don't know that about us.
Grace,
we just make them feel good.
You were so good at Scattergrace.
So yeah, I think the other thing too about Uno from the messages I'm seeing on Instagram is that everyone wants to play. And I think what we didn't realise, by only allowing one person to play each time...
It becomes rare, doesn't it?
It's like, I want to get that opportunity to play. And as you were saying, Grace, it's fun playing with your friends.
It is.
So that's, you know, and everyone that listens to the show is our friend. They're a family. So again, I think rather than think of the, you know, missing out, it's like, well, I might get the opportunity.
No, as I said, I stand corrected and I'm really glad it worked out.
No, next time we're playing it, you're not playing it, but you're going to be watching it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show.
Podcast.
Motorists are encouraged to take note of the current fuel prices with economists. Producer Grace?
Economists.
Thank you. Noting it won't last as fuel prices are set to increase again soon.
No, we just did this.
Yeah, so current fuel prices have reached the lowest point since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, with prices across the nation down almost 20% from their July peak. And experts say more price relief is on the horizon. So they will be going down for a bit.
Yeah.
The average price at the pump across the nation fell by...
You proud of yourself with that, were you? For really accentuating your P's. The price at the pump, baby. You really? You leant into that like price of the palm.
I'll be honest, I was thinking about Tommy Lee and the photo I saw earlier.
Thought you might have been.
Fell by 8.1 cents to $1.73 per litre last week, down from a recent peak of $2.12 the first week of July. NRMA spokesperson Peter Croy warned the prices are likely to jump back up soon.
Okay. Well, lucky you and I have got that secret petrol station that we go to, the cheap petrol station.
It's how good is it having a station that's a bit cheap?
Oh, just a night. And it's around the corner from where you live and where I'm pretty much soon going to be living.
And I've looked for a rental this week and it's...
based on the cheap petrol station.
Yeah. And I mean, what's 100 metres from my house?
Oh, not even. It's across the way, 30 metres.
From your balcony or potential balcony, I can
I can read how much unleaded's going for from the kitchen.
Yeah, you can. You can see what I mean? The fuel station.
Like, I can put some chips in the oven and then go, I'm going to go put in half a tank.
Well, okay, and so this is from the NRO spokesperson. He said, at some point in the coming days, possibly later this week, we'll see that price cycle turn. And that's why it's really important for motorists to fill up today. It's getting a bit late now.
Fill up today?
Or tomorrow.
Okay, right. Today or tomorrow. So you got today or tomorrow.
He said it could be days or you know, a week that it might... chuff back up. So
I never do that. I never go past a cheap petrol station and go, I'm just going to fill up here, even though, because I just wait till we've discussed this on the show many times. We're all petty pushers on this team, producer Grace included, is that we will never purposely see a petrol station and go, oh, I know I've got 3/4 of a tank, but this will be cheap. We're like, well, no, I'm waiting till I'm absolutely rolling on nothing.
I think Grace's driver fills up.
Your driver does it.
So,
well, my partner drives. I don't have a car because I sold it. Not because I can't drive.
No, your driver, Steve. Well, you go, Steve, drop me off and take us for a lap.
I've been in your car. It's probably safer you have the driver now. So,
yeah,
I can drive well.
Did you or did you not pull in front of a car?
Okay, that was one time. How long have we known each other?
So she has a drive and a valet service, which is...
I felt unsafe.
You just touch up the windows.
We're doing different bits now. I'm doing the bad driver bit. You're doing the rich driver bit.
And she's both.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We haven't asked, but I want to. 131060, what's your new thing?
What's your new thing?
What have you recently tried and loved? Well, maybe not loved, but you've given something a go recently. You haven't given it a go before, but you gave it a crack, and I just love your review on it.
How many times do you need to attempt a new thing before you can decide whether you like it or
once,
not? Just
thing.
Once.
Yep.
One and done.
You can't knock something until you had a go at it. So
absolutely.
Having a go at it is once.
Yeah,
and it may not be your cup of tea.
One and done. Yeah, I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
Now, the reason I want to ask that question is, surfing has become the fastest growing activity since the start of the pandemic alongside soccer and basketball.
I thought it was golf, I'll be honest.
Everybody's surfing now. Let's go surfing now. Come on a safari with me. Yeah, started from the Australian Sports Commission. Said that, 1,009. Oh, man, geez, this is going to be a long show.
Let this play for a bit so you can collect your thoughts.
196,000 people aged 15 years or older have started surfing since 2020. Being the most popular among women. 72% of surfers are male, according to the Australian Sports Commission. A lady by the name of Samicha Kader, who's a recent surfer, says it's very intimidating going out there seeing no other women, but she surfs at Bondi, and she said sometimes at the moment there's up to 50% of women are out there.
That's good.
Yeah.
She said lots of them are really encouraging of younger female surfers. There's lots of camaraderie. I could get that word.
Well done on that
and you
word.
Do notice more and more women.
Yeah.
So I thought, this is inspiring. I love people trying new things.
Mm.
Have you guys tried anything new recently?
I have a new obsession at the moment. I know I keep talking about it, but it's my embroidery.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. That fits right into the brief.
So, okay, why are you loving this new thing and what made you try this new thing?
Because I find that when I'm sitting and watching TV of a nighttime, I like to also scroll on my phone. So instead of doing that, I was like, what's something that can keep my eyes and hands busy, but not a screen? I started embroidery.
But aren't you watching something on the television?
Yes.
But you're saying keeping your eyes busy?
Well, yeah, but like...
My eyes are busy falling asleep.
Nath, what have you tried recently?
Oh, just anything to stop this embroidery chat.
It's fun and I'm good at it. I like it.
You are good at it.
Yes.
What have you tried recently? Enough of that.
Yeah, that'll do. I've been doing this a bit lately, is I just put my headphones on, listen to some bangers, and go for a solo walk. I've been doing lots of solo walking. I don't know if it's a bit of soul searching. Maybe I'm just needing, maybe it's my inner self going, mate, you need some moments.
Like a bit of Enya.
Dino. Yeah. It's a bit of White Flag.
What is this shit? Mm. What sort of music are you listening to? Is it real? Let's go surfing now.
Everybody's learning. It was right there.
You walk down, you're watching people surf. Yeah, yeah, I can't do that. But I can listen to this.
I can listen to it and pretend, and every second step I pretend I'm on a surfboard. Yeah. You know what I mean? No, it's a range of different things. You know, I don't really have a type of music, just something with a bit of... No, but it doesn't even need to have a bit of bop to it. Like, it can be something sad, like a sad ballad. It's just, honestly, everything. Everything that I listen to.
You just love listening to something going
for a walk. Just love listening to something going for a walk hitting the pavement.
Well, Australia, we are asking this for the first time. We didn't ask it earlier. We didn't miss anything. Jimmy's just had a long day. Lucky producer Grace and producer Trin got us a coffee because I need it.
Yes.
131060, what's your new thing? What have you tried recently and you loved or maybe you didn't love?
Yeah. And also, you know what? I want someone to call if embroidery is a new thing as well. Just so Grace has someone to bond with.
A bit of solidarity.
Absolutely. Look, you're not going to make it aware, but you can talk to her outside. 131060 Australia, what's your new thing? Jump on the phones. Take your calls next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nathan, just asked 131060. Yeah, we just asked. What's your new thing?
Yeah.
This is after I saw a report online that apparently surfing, more and more Australians are surfing. It's now the fastest growing activity in Australia.
Maybe I should get back into it. I used to take the stick out and get in the green room.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it's what the surfers call it, mate. Used to do it all the time.
I've put in a few full barrels in my time.
My little tri-fin. Got my tri-fin out, got out there, got my steamer on. Mm. Absolutely ripped into a few bazzers. I don't do it anymore, though.
So. I haven't actually tried anything new recently, but I'd love to...
Maybe we do... You and I, why don't we get back out surfing? Why don't you and I get back out surfing? Get the steamers on, you know?
Oh, mate, when I grew up in Gundawindi, you couldn't... Every morning you'd see me paddling out in the McIntyre.
On the river, mate. Wait. Someone do a bomb so I can ride something.
Where's the swell? Can someone go past their tinny? I need a ripple.
I hope there's some wind. Maddie from Port Macquarie. Hello, Mads.
Hello.
Mads, have you tried a new thing?
Yeah, it's definitely not surfing, but it's probably opposite end of that.
Okay, what do you got? What's the opposite of surfing?
It is coin collecting.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Mads, can I ask you, I've seen this all over TikTok. Is that where you were inspired to start collecting coins?
100%. Yeah.
Huge. Now, Mads, have you done that thing where, because heaps of people, they've been going to like those coin changing machines at banks. Putting, where are they? Banks. Putting
go to those places with money.
Coin changing. And you put cash through just to spit out as many coins as you can, look for some rare ones, and if there's none in there, you put the coins back in, get the cash again.
That's exactly right. Do you do it too?
No, but
I'm thinking about getting into it.
We saw the videos on TikTok. Australia, if you haven't seen it, it's so interesting because there's like special coins out there. And Maddie, Nathan and I just needed to go open up a new bank account the other day. And the poor teller, we probably quizzed him for like 20 minutes on coins.
He's like, anyway, have you got a new pin for your bank account? I was like, tell me about the $2 coins.
So Mads, how have you been going with it? How long have you been doing it and have you found a rare coin yet?
I think I've been doing it for about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, I've found some rare coins.
Wow, Maddie.
So psyched about.
Talk us through the rare coin. Like, what is a rare coin and how much could you potentially get for these rare coins?
So it's probably one of the rarest in circulation at the moment is a red poppy.
Red poppy?
Is that a...
So if you see the poppy and it's red, that's worth about $250.
Wow.
And what coin is that?
It's a $2 coin.
$2 coin. $2 worth $250.
Yep.
And what's the rarest coin you found so far, Mads?
The red poppy.
She's got the poppy! Stop it!
So you've only been doing this.
Sorry, Maddie. That was a phenomenal flex. That was a great flex.
You pulled one over us. You went, there's one out there. That's pretty. So at what stage from when you started did you find the red poppy?
It was only last week. Yeah.
So you've only been doing this for like a couple of months and you're up.
Yep, and Maddie. I'm doing it on a TikTok live, so it's perfect.
Maddie, there are coin collectors who've been doing this for 50 years, listening to this, screaming at their radios, going, screw you and your red poppy, Maddie. Well done. You keep it up, okay?
Thank you. We'll do.
Good on you. All right. That. I love that. How good's that? Ness from the Sunny Coast. What new thing have you started, Ness?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
We're good, Ness. How are you?
I'm good. Look, I was just listening to Maddie, and look, I collected coins and stamps when I was a kid. And I tell you what, when I get off this phone, I'll be looking for those red poppy $2 coins.
Well, ask that. I mean, she's on fire, mate.
Yeah,
she's
absolutely. But look, mine's far from that. I'm actually supported. Obsessed. I love supboarding.
Oh, the stand-up paddleboard. Okay, how'd you get into this, Ness?
Well, I actually grew up with surfing. My father used to design surfboards, and I grew up with surfing in my family. Mm. And we sort of did a bit of supboarding sort of stuff back in the day, like a bit of a paddle, like I suppose, you know, you do in Hawaii with the board stand up and paddle with paddle with all that sort of stuff. And I don't know, I sort of got into it a few years ago with a girlfriend, and I thought, oh, geez, I better go and buy one. So I brought one, not this Christmas, but last Christmas, an inflatable one. And I love it so much. I'm just saving up at the moment to get a fiberglass one.
Oh, so you want to upgrade to the fiberglass sup.
Definitely, and if
you want the money to get the fiberglass sup, you need to go find a red poppy.
Find yourself a poppy. Gabby, wrap things up for us. Gab, what new thing have you tried?
I've gotten into growing my own garlic.
Growing your own garlic.
Oh, Gabs, I've always wanted to grow stuff.
Yes, I just don't have the patience. Okay, Gabs, why garlic?
I think because it's so expensive at the shops and because it's a type of grass and a fairly stinky one, nothing really wants to eat it. So I was a bit overgrowing, like, you know, lettuces and cabbages and getting them eaten all the time. So it seemed like a good choice. I tried it last year and it failed terribly. And I was like, I won't do this again. And what do you know? Here I am. But giving it a proper crack, there's something really therapeutic about walking out into the garden in the morning and seeing how they're growing and seeing how they're doing. Yeah. Like, you know, you created life, sort of.
Created life.
Well, you did.
You have.
And the thing I love about growing stuff, Gabs, like, I mean, you know, vegetables and fruits and that, or herbs, is that you get to use it. You can now harvest your garlic and make garlic.
And garlic leaves are lovely as well if you're making dumplings and things.
Yeah, so. Harvest your garlic and you can make garlic. Thanks, Nigella.
Oh, no.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all here.
Thursday night, live across the country, got the Jimmy and Nate show. That's Ed Budra, and this is Grace.
Cause of Grace. Cause of Grace. Cause of Grace.
That little giggle.
I liked it. It caught me off guard.
Just because it was sharp.
Yes.
You like that?
That's good. Yeah. Brooklyn Beckham and his wife, Nicola Peltz, have addressed rumours that Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice, caused drama at the wedding. Now, in case you missed this, Brooklyn Beckham, a.k.a. the son of David and Victoria Beckham.
There's a lot of AKAs going on.
Yeah, I love an AKA. He got married in April of this year. Jimmy didn't know that today. So just catching everyone up.
I thought he was just a kid. I thought he was like 14.
He's like 21-ish. But he had like a $4 million wedding. Brooklyn Beckham.
AKA the son of David and Posh.
AKA Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, of course.
23.
Oh,
23.
Close.
I thought he was 14.
Anyway. No, that's how time works. sources told Page Six that the build-up to the wedding was horrendous because Nicola Peltz didn't want her mum-in-law, Posh Spice.
Nicola Peltz is 27.
Yeah, she's a bit older. She's the daughter of a billionaire.
Oh, AKA the daughter of a billionaire.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She didn't want her mum-in-law, Posh, to be in any part of the planning and wouldn't clue Victoria in on anything. Beckham has said in response to the reports, I've learned they're always going to try and write stuff like that. So he's like, well, you've got to take it all with a grain of salt. They'll always try and throw something negative on it. Nicola also addressed rumours that some of the drama involved her not wanting to wear a dress from Victoria's fashion label and instead chose a Valentino gown. And she said she did want to wear a dress from Victoria's fashion line. Instead, there was some kind of mix-up and she had to wear a Valentino gown instead.
More like Posh Spice, a.k.a. Drama Spice, guys.
I don't know if I care enough about... like Brooklyn Beckham and what's this chick's name?
Nicola Peltz.
Nicola Peltz.
Nicola Peltz, a.k.a. the daughter of a billionaire.
We're under the impression these people were 12.
Okay, no, look, agreed, but...
I'm not having a go. Is it the...
Why is this such big news?
Like, if it was like David Beckham and Posh Spice, I'm like, they're big names.
But they are involved in this story.
Yeah, but they're like the offsiders.
Yeah, no, but it's...
They're not the main... Yeah. They're not the titular characters.
Like that doesn't happen. Like, Posh Spice doesn't get involved. Well, sorry, they don't... You know what I mean?
It's like, do we care enough about Posh and David that we care about their offspring?
Yeah. I think my perception of who is a celebrity and who isn't is skewed because I listen to a podcast about celebrity gossip of people that aren't really celebrities, and this was huge news on
that. Yeah, okay. Well, to be fair, you bring the biggest, this is what we're talking about, you bring the biggest gossip stories you find.
Yeah.
We're not arguing with that. We're arguing the fact that that is in the realm of big gossip stories.
I always think about, like, celebrities, really. Like, how long have, like, I'm talking the celebrity culture, not just people being famous. I'm talking, like, celebrity culture has, what, only been around probably since the early 2000s?
Yeah, late 90s, maybe.
Like, late 90s, really picked up with the internet. Because we can all see stuff. And I'm just saying, like, where do we draw the line? You know, I mean, like, Grace is here going, you know, Brooklyn Beck. Like, does Brooklyn have a kid? And they go, the great-granddaughter of Posh Spice and David Beckham.
A.K.A. Granddaddy David.
Yeah. But then people will be like, who's David
Beckham? How many A.K.A.s before that person's no longer famous? That's an interesting question, isn't it?
Oh, it's all up to the eye of the beholder. I'm trying to make it sound deep, but there's not really any saving this.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Wedding drama.
See, that's it. People love that too. Anything drama. If it was all like all roses and sunshines, like the wedding went perfectly, it wouldn't be in the gossip, would it?
No.
People love a bit of drama.
Maybe it's all fake. So we're talking about.
Oh, fake news. Fake news. Put them back in the spotlight.
You know, I just miss, you know, celebrity stories like getting your wang out. That doesn't happen anymore.
Well, it happened today.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
We brought the world famous card game Uno to the radio in a round of Radio Uno, known only as Runo. Now, this is the thing. Yesterday, we enjoyed it so much, and so did Talia, I believe, was our player, our first ever Runo player. However, because it was our first time, you'd admit, guys, there was a few kinks. There was a few kinks in the armour of Runo.
I know, I didn't think I'd like it so much.
the main thing being that it went for 7.5 minutes.
Yes.
7.5 minutes of Runo, which is arguably probably a little bit too long to get through before we found our winner, because we wanted to wait until it was actually fully completed and no one had any cards left, and then, of course, you would yell out, Runo! And we would crown our winner. So, I've taken it out to the game factory, guys. And I've put a bit of work in, and I think I have nailed it. So let me introduce to everybody now, to the Jimmy and Ace Show, and also to Australia, Runo Part 2 No.
Guess what it's time for?
It's time for Runo Part 2 No.
It's Runo Part 2 No.
All right, 13, 10, 60. We are doing this again, guys. Jump on the phone right now, Australia. Give us a call if you want to play Runo. Runo Part 2, of course, because it's the
old here we Runo again.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. That's the slogan. That would be on the board if you bought it. Runo Part 2, here we go, Aguno.
Here we Uno again.
Here we Uno again.
Go again.
Okay,
Uno has an O in it. And Go has an O in it.
Guys, these are the newly freshened up rules of Radio Uno or Runo. We're all going to start with two cards this time instead of three cards, right? Two cards instead of three cards. Players will be Jimmy, Nath, and a caller who, producer Grace, once again, you will play for this caller.
Okay.
This time, you must consult with the caller before you make any moves. Because yesterday, to be fair, it was going for a long time.
It was, yes.
And you just wanted to get on with it and you were playing the cards. But you must consult with the caller.
So I have to let the caller know what cards I have, even if they're not appropriate.
Correct. You have to let them know. Because we've got to get them involved. You know, you guys don't like that. You guys are making face at each other. You don't like that rule?
We can
scrap it.
I think you're going to meet somewhere in the middle. Much like last night where we had three cards and it didn't work.
Mm.
You went, let's do one card. And we went,
that doesn't work.
And we went, now it's two.
Two cards.
I think somewhere in the middle, Nathan. I don't think every time Grace can say what all the cards are, but potentially...
Sometimes there will be an option and I can...
I reckon if Grace can't provide them with an option, she asks them a question about their day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
That.
I like that.
Then
they
are involved.
To get them involved in Runo Part 2. Okay, we're going to
keep... Here we Runo again.
Okay, we're going to keep playing until there is a winner or a buzzer goes off. A buzzer will go off after 4 minutes. Now, after 4 minutes, a buzzer will go off.
Can I say as well...
Yes.
We're going to go live on the Instagram as well.
We
at Jimmy and Nath as well. So at Jimmy and Nath. Got a few accounts. It's that one. Because if you're listening to the show, it's like, how can I get involved? Well, you can see behind the scenes. And Nath as well, I just, you know, I want to give some feedback as well. Maybe you were doing a bit too much commentary last night as well.
Too much commentary.
We need a bit
of pace
with the playing.
Keep it going. Yeah. Keep it going. All right, as the game's master, I need to move Runo Part 2 now on.
I think
more.
You need to take off your radio anchor announcer hat and put on your Runo competitor hat.
Because it is a completely different thing.
It is.
All right, so that's how it's going to work, okay, guys? Whoever has the least amount of cards after the buzzer wins, unless, of course, we get a normal winner where someone has lost all their cards, which is how you would win normally with Runo. All right, 13 10 60. Jump on the phones right now if you do want to play Runo Part 2. And of course, if you are the winner as well, you're going to score yourself a
pat on the back. Now, look, make sure you're following us as well. At Jimmy and Nath, we will go live during this song right now, The Weeknd and Daft Punk.
Okay, all right, we're going to do Runo Part 2 next.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
You got the Jimmy and Nath show, guys. Thanks so much for being a part of it. And, Jim, we're having another crack at it. It is Runo Part 2, which is, of course, Radio Uno. We played it yesterday. We brought it to the show yesterday. Went a little long. We've taken it out to the Game Factory, producer Grace. We've worked on it. We think we've improved it. There is now a time limit on Radio Uno, which means after 4 minutes, regardless of if we have a winner, a buzzer will go off. Whoever has the least amount of cards will be the winner of Runo Part 2, the new game. And you're not going to believe who is playing.
Just wait. We are live on the Instagram. At Jimmy and Nath. So we'd love, you know, we had a few messages last night, Nath, from people saying, oh, I couldn't see. How can I get involved? Because we only have one person, one lucky person who gets involved. So at Jimmy and Nath, we are live. You can see us play. There's no cheating here, except for last night when I accidentally thought a seven was a one. But
yes.
Yeah, but
we're not talking about that. That's fine.
No, this is a whole new game. This is Runo Part 2.
Runo Part 2 is totally different.
And guys, you're not going to believe this. Playing Runo Part 2 is Bruno. Bruno, welcome.
Hello, boys. How are you?
We are good, Bruno. I mean, this is huge. Have you played much Uno before in your lifetime, Bruno?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was a kid, I used to play it heaps.
Okay, right. Now, Bruno, I'm going to introduce you to producer Grace-o, who's going to be playing on your behalf. Grace, anything you want to talk to Bruno about before we kick it off?
Bruno, when you are playing Uno and you have one card left, do you say Uno or do you say Bruno?
No, I say Uno, obviously, but I can say Bruno if I have to.
Well, that's good.
No, for the point of this game, you need to say Runo.
Okay, no, that's right. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so this is how it works. Everyone has two cards. Jim, you'll go first again. It'll then be Bruno and Grace, and then it'll be me for Runo Part 2. Are we all ready?
Yes.
So they are.
Let's do it.
Guess what it's time for? It's time for Runo Part 2. It's Runo Part 2.
And we're away. Jim, over to you.
So a green zero is down. I do not have a green card, I pick up
straight
Bruno,
away.
Bruno, I am so sorry about this, but I also don't have a card that we can put down. But how was your day?
My day was well, thank you.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
If you're just joining us, if Grace can't play a card, she has to ask Bruno a question about his day.
Yeah, yes. Perfect. What's the number down there?
Zero.
It's a zero. I also don't have one, which means I also need to pick up that.
This is going well so far.
I still don't have one. I will also pick up.
Okay.
All right. I'm also going to pick up again.
But you need to ask Bruno a question.
Bruno, what are you up to tonight?
Actually, I just finished the gym on the way home.
Guys, I still can't go. I still don't have a green.
I have a green.
Oh!
A green four.
A green four.
I'm playing that card.
Green okay. four is now
Bruno,
down.
You are absolutely going to love me because I have a draw four wild card that I'm going to pop down for Nath and I'm going to change the colour to blue.
Oh, God. So now I need to pick up four, don't I?
Yes.
Yep. That's how the game works, mate.
We played it last night. You should know.
Four. Damn. All right. I now have seven cards, guys. I'm definitely coming last.
I am playing a blue eight.
Okay. Now, Bruno, I actually have two cards that could be used here. I have a blue seven or I have a blue draw two. What would you like me to put down?
Come on, it has to be the draw two.
No, yeah. Bruno!
Maybe gonna be up two.
I now have a blue draw two, baby. In a huge game change, Jimmy draws four.
No way.
This is huge. Though. All right, that's gone over there. On top of it, there's now a blue draw four.
And you're not
going
to believe this. I have a draw two.
No,
so Grace draws six.
No. Bruno, I am so sorry.
No, they don't.
Sorry, Bruno.
Sorry. So Bruno's already questioning our cheating abilities.
I am, actually, because I can't see the card, so I've got a question what's going on there.
It's true.
No, we're live on the Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can see. Producer, you need...
Okay.
Head... I want to shout out producer Trin. Yeah. She is a genius.
Yeah, she's very good.
Well, because I was like, why does producer Trin have the headphones on the phone?
Yeah.
It's so everyone on the stream can hear Bruno.
Very clever. Guys, there's a minute 30 left of play.
Oh, yeah,
okay, I'm going to put a blue six on top of that as well. Blue six is going down, guys.
It's a yellow, though, because I put a yellow draw two.
Yeah, what's going on,
Oh, mate? Sorry. I'm really slowing it down. It's a yellow seven. Yellow seven from me.
Yellow seven? I have one card left.
Oh!
Well, you didn't say you know.
You didn't say it! Oh, disqualified! He's out! He didn't say it.
All right, Bruno, I've got a yellow reverse or a yellow three. What would you like? Reminder that Jimmy only has two cards, so you maybe don't want to go back to him right now.
Yeah, just throw whatever
color.
We'll
go three down. Yep.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I've got a... I don't have any reverse. I've got a yellow one. A yellow one, which is going down.
Yep.
50
Didn't
seconds.
Didn't he have to say Uno or Bruno?
No. I've got three cards now. I had to pick up again.
That's okay.
Grace's turn.
Oh, my God.
I had to pick up. I don't have a yellow card.
Four cards. Jimmy has
we
three.
We only have one option. So, Bruno, how do you think this is going so far?
Reverse
it's
back.
It's going quite well, actually.
Okay. Good.
Unless, we did pick up six cards, so that wasn't
too great. Yeah, that's not ideal. I have popped down a yellow reverse, so it's back to Jimmy now.
And I don't have a yellow, so I pick up again.
So is it Nathan, now again to me? What's the top card? It's a reverse,
yellow.
Is
yellow
it?
Yellow reverse.
Oh, I don't have got to pick up, guys. There's 20 seconds left.
20 seconds left. Oh, Bruno, I'm so sorry. I've got to pick up.
Yeah, I've got to pick up as well. Oh, I don't have a yellow card.
I also don't have a yellow. I've got to pick up, guys.
Oh, no.
Grace.
I've got to pick up again. I'm so sorry, Bruno.
I have a reverse yellow. Back to Grace.
Oh, I've got to pick up again.
I've got a yellow. Zero. It's a yellow zero.
It's my go. I'm skipping Jimmy.
Oh, I'm skipping.
It's over. It's done.
Okay.
It's done.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we've got to count the cards.
All right. This is the big moment.
So, if you're just joining us, this went too long last night.
Mm.
It's Return of the Uno, Part 2 Uno.
Mm.
How we're going to find a winner is whoever has the least amount of cards.
The least amount of cards. I have five.
Five cards.
Nate has five. Bruno and producer Grace.
Grace, what have we got?
We've got eight, Bruno.
No. Jim?
I have...
Five is to beat.
One.
Yep.
Two. Three.
Oh,
he's a winner! He's done it! He's done it, everybody! Well done, buddy! Well, look, I'd love to shout out Bruno. You've been a great sport there, Bruno.
No dramas.
How do you think that went, mate?
No, it went actually quite well.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think, I didn't mind it. Yeah, do you think it has longevity on the show, Bruno?
Absolutely. I do think it's got longevity. Absolutely. Oh. I'd love to play it again, though, that's for sure.
What about it's just us three and Bruno every Thursday?
No one else gets to play ever.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, a woman was visiting her grandmother's grave 30 years after 30 she years. Sadly passed away. And when she was there, she made the discovery that the gravestone has a typo.
Oh, no.
Yes, some are calling it a grave mistake.
Oh, yes, they
did you make that up?
Yeah.
That was good from you. Well done.
Dad
good
jokes
from you. He always delivers good
no,
ones.
No, but I was very impressed by that.
Yeah, thank you.
No, good from you, big fella.
Everything else, awful. Where it was supposed to say doting grandmother, it says adopting grandmother.
Oh no.
Adopting grandmother.
That's a big mistake. Why did it take 30 years to recognise that?
Well, the granddaughter was very confused as no one had picked it up in over 30 years. So, Nathan, you're asking all the right questions.
Yeah.
You're confused. I'm confused. Yes, after discovering the mistake, the granddaughter took to the internet. But that's what we all do now if we've got a problem.
Mm.
She posted on Facebook and she said, "Am I being unreasonable to want to get it fixed at a cost of a few thousand dollars? Or should I just leave it?"
Thousands, is it?
I don't know. I kind of, like, I love, I know you want everything to be perfect, especially on your grandmother's gravestone, but it's kind of a fun story.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It brings happiness and joy to a otherwise somber situation,
yeah, exactly.
Doesn't it?
It's like sometimes when things go wrong, that makes the best memories.
Yeah, you're so right.
So apparently they did see it early on, and they went, well, we need to get that fixed. They went, it's a few thousand, couple of thousand. And they went, we don't really have the money, so we have to leave it. And they went, well, you know, it doesn't say something rude.
No.
Exactly.
It says adopting, and isn't adopting great?
And it
so
couldn't
they
mean
went,
anything.
If people see it, they go, wow, what a lovely lady. She adopted people.
Yeah.
She didn't.
But no, the passers-by don't need to think that.
No, they don't know.
Maybe it made other headstone visitors jealous. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Jeez, we haven't adopted anyone.
Yeah, I know. Grandma Jude didn't do any of that.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are like, where? Jolie.
Jolie.
What's going on?
Jolie.
Jolie, ole, ole. So look, I want to ask on 13 10 60, when did someone make a typo?
Yeah.
Do you guys have any typo-related stories? And I'm asking you this live. It's not a pre-show.
I mean, I make typos. I constantly make typos. Mm. I'm a horrific speller. I do it constantly.
The worst one I had was I was texting my girlfriend because, you know, I love a bath.
Yeah, you do love a bath.
And for a long time, Nath in my phone used to correct to bath.
Mine still does that.
But I think because I've texted Nath, you wouldn't text as much as me.
No, I wouldn't text my name. So, hey, Jimmy, it's Nath.
So now it just has Nath. It knows that's my go-to. So the other day I was in the bath and my girlfriend was like, we're doing a lot of distance. And she's like, what are you up to? And I was like, I'm enjoying a long, hot Nath. She's like, what? And I was like, I'm enjoying a Nath. She's like, what are you doing with Nath? And I'm like, I'm naked in a Nath. She's like, what?
Want to join?
I was like, he's got... And then I'm just sending Nath in capitals.
He's got jets and a bath bomb.
He's got bubbles. So, yeah, that got me recently. Yeah. Producer Grace?
Oh.
You go over messages. You're very good.
I am, but I type things quickly, and then the autocorrect gets you, and then it keeps getting you, and you just end up getting frustrated. Don't worry about it.
You're saying I should have asked, when did the autocorrect get you?
Well, no, because I'm guessing they didn't have autocorrect when they were doing the whole gravestone thing.
Because I've done it. Yeah, autocorrect gravestones.
Did you mean adopting?
The chisel goes, I think you've done this wrong. There's a squiggly line underneath the gravestone.
13 10 60, give us a call. When did someone else make a typo, make a mistake?
Yeah, when was the mistake made, guys? 13 10 60. $100 Skull Candy vouchers up for grabs. Skull Candy, the original lifestyle audio brand. You want one of those? 13 10 60. When did you or somebody you know make a typo? Give us a call. It's Jimmy
the Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Now, if you've just asked 13 10 60, when did you or someone you know make a typo, make a mistake? This is after a woman visited her grandmother's grave 30 years after she passed away and made the discovery the gravestone had a typo. It was supposed to say A space doting space grandmother, but it says adopting space grandmother.
Which I love. I think it's a good way to bring a smile to your face, isn't it?
Just laugh.
And also, as you said very well before, Jim, makes her look like a legend. Yeah. Just adopting.
And that's what apparently the mother, also the daughter of the grandmother, said. It was like, we knew it would happen, but we went, it's just doesn't say anything rude.
No, 100%.
Now, we did go through the team with mistakes. Producer Grace had a story, but we're not going to go to it because she had a chance. I think I asked multiple times, did you have a story? But during the song, she went, no, I've got one now. No, well, we've got phones.
And she had to get to the phones. Yeah. Veronica from Sydney. Veronica, typos, what happened?
Oh yeah, mine was a little bit, bit juvenile, but I'm really sad because it was my one and only trophy that I was supposed to get in primary school for netball, and they spelt my last name wrong. Like, it was a whole other last name.
Oh, so what is your last name, V?
So, well, I'm married now, but my last name was Tulevsky. And so they didn't write Veronica Tulevsky. They wrote Veronica Televeri.
Oh.
So not even the right nationality.
did you think about marrying someone with the last name Televeri? Just so your primary school trophy worked?
I'm just a boring Ellis now. But I feel that I got so ripped off because I didn't even realise until I got home. I was so excited that I got a trophy, got home and went, doesn't even have my proper name on it.
And now forever, Veronica, no one's going to believe that you won that trophy, just so you know.
Yes, I know. And I mean, I chucked it out. I was like, whatever. Not my trophy.
Alison from Victoria, typos. What happened?
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're good, Alison. How are you? Going all right?
Good, thank you. I'm a very embarrassing mother who doesn't use predictive text.
Yep.
And so I just shorten my words like school, SKL, or PIK, P-I-K. I told my 15-year-old son, sent him a text, he's working at McDonald's, that I'd pick him up at 3:30, but it changed it to, I'll oil you up at 3:30. Yeah. You reckon? Didn't give him hell for that. How embarrassing.
Oh, you're going to oil him up. You wait till you get home, son.
I have the oil ready.
I've got the canola spray.
No, I'm not using the spray today. Of the bottle.
Rub it in. Oh, that's good.
That's great. Thank you, Alison. Paige, not beige. Sorry, typo.
Grace typed it through wrong.
Yeah, Grace has written beige. Paige from Dandenong. Hello, Paige.
How are you going?
We're going all right. Typos, what happened?
Good. So I was messaging my mother-in-law because she was coming over, and I was supposed to say, could you please bring some Coke? And I asked her to bring some cock instead.
Okay, Paige, what did she next question. Did she?
She's my compliant.
So did you know you'd sent that? Like, did you send another one going, oh, my God, I meant this?
No, so I sent it and then I read it. And so I tried to write Coke again, but it said cock again. So I eventually got it in the end.
You've asked for more cock.
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah, and we've said that too much already on the show. So Stephanie from Victoria. Steph, wrap things up for us. When did you make a typo? What happened?
Hey, so my actual birth certificate had a typo on my last name.
Oh, no.
And nobody realised until I got my learners at 18, which means literally every legal document before that was incorrect.
Oh, how did no one realise that?
What was the mistake, Steph?
So instead of an O, it was an A, and the doctor just wrote it really big.
Yep.
And, like, we just never picked it up. Oh. But Vic Rhodes did.
Vic Rhodes did. So, I mean, was there licence issues, Steph?
Yeah, like, I had my driver's licence with the incorrect spelling, which matches my birth certificate, and then my passport has my correct spelling, but it's technically illegal. Nothing matched, like none of my credit cards match. Like I couldn't provide, 100 points of ID, so I had to get my name legally changed. Correct spelling.
Steph.
How much does that cost, Steph?
A couple of hundred.
Surely you charged it back to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't
have. So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay,
because you can hear it all here.
Nate, you still got that sound effect when we make announcements and things?
I certainly do, mate.
Yep.
Have you got an announcement?
Yep. Guys, I'd like to make an announcement. Producer Grace, sorry, I know you're just looking at...
You're doing your makeup.
It's the end of the show, mate.
Really?
Your
mic's not on either, and you've done your makeup for no reason. Talking to that now.
No, it's just sometimes you get to the end of the day and you're like, I need a pep me up, so you put some lipstick on and you just feel better.
Coffee works.
100%.
Coffee and lipstick.
Guys, I'm trying to make an announcement.
Sorry, you make your announcement.
Sorry, mate, you got an announcement?
Australia is experiencing a national egg shortage. Yes, prices are rising in supermarket stocks. What did I say?
Nothing.
You said supermarts.
Supermarts.
Which is still okay.
It's me, supermarket.
Supermario.
Not a lot of eggs at stores. Some cafes around Australia have reportedly started serving one egg instead of two, with the eggs on toast situation.
I've been noticing a lot of extra for an egg,
$2. A lot of price, 15, yeah. Supermarket giant Coles, they currently have a two-carton limit.
Oh,
I did see that when I was at Coles the other day.
Stockpile.
Have you guys found this egg issue?
I'll be honest. I went through a period where I had chickens.
You're doing all right.
No.
Well, I've got someone that goes to the shops for me.
Yeah, I don't really grocery shop, I'll be honest.
I open the fridge and there's eggs. Yeah. So in my personal...
I've got the magic fridge egg that just keeps appearing.
Yeah, it must be nice. Nath, you're probably going to ask me, hey, Jim, what's causing this egg shortage?
I was just about to ask Jim what's causing that egg shortage.
Yes. Well, you're going to ask me because Grace isn't.
Well, she's putting a blush on.
News reports have quoted egg producers blaming, at least in part, the pandemic.
Sorry, no, I can't not address that. You said egg producer, and Grace goes, because she's the producer of the show.
So you're like in solidarity with your egg producing brothers and sisters.
I know you're trying to get through some heartfelt research here, but I couldn't avoid the nodding of the egg producer over here. Executive
producer. You're an egg producer.
Executive producer. Sorry, Greg. Are you right? Is he okay to get through this?
Step out.
Because we're doing makeup.
Yeah, you've been real.
Sorry, do you want me to pop out?
You've been a real. A real crowbar in this situation.
Yeah, you are being a little bit of.
Thanks, mate. I just nodded to myself. You didn't have to bring it up.
I mean, no, I'm glad you did. I didn't see that, Nath. I'm glad you did. Couldn't. Egg producers. I feel them. So, yeah, they're blaming the pandemic because there was reduced laying flocks. This was due to lower demand from restaurants and cafes because a lot of restaurants were obviously closed during the pandemic, so they didn't have as many chickens. They at the chicken farm, they sent those chickens to a different chicken farm.
Yeah, so they went there.
But what happened now is, that's what happened, right? So they had less eggs, but they had less demand for them.
Yep.
Now what happened was people were cooking eggs at home because they couldn't go to cafes. A lot of cafes, we're doing takeaway coffees and things like that. So increase in eggs at home, decrease in cafes. Cafes reopened, the increase in eggs and cafes increased. Everyone's still buying them at home. So that's why we're having an egg shortage. Okay. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
You can't. Yeah, it does make sense.
Scrambled eggs producer.
Yeah, that's good.
What did you say?
I said, yeah, that's good. What? What did I say? I actually don't know what we're talking about now.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Australia. There's an egg shortage.
Hey, you look beautiful, though.
Thank you.
That lipstick is...
It's like putting lipstick on an egg, isn't it?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Here's how it works. I give you a question on something that happened this week. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers off your keyboards. You may scroll, but you cannot click. And it is best of three. Are we ready?
Jimmy.
No question yet, but good test.
Nate.
A little slow.
It was a bit slow, wasn't it?
Maybe I just
wasn't too about your response. Oh.
Just me just during the show. Just me this week.
Hey. Show ratings later, Grace.
All right.
Nate, little slow.
Question number one. A baby divided the team this week after it went viral for looking like Woody Harrelson. Nath did not think so, however. What is Woody Harrelson's full name?
Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
Well done.
Oh, wow. I did not know this. Woodrow Tracy Harrelson.
Yes.
Well done. And also, very quick from you. Well done, Jim.
I did Google what is Woodles Harrison full name.
I
got Harrelson right.
Yeah.
Only because I had to put that up on the socials last night. So I spent some time.
Well, you know what? I only got out wood hair. Wood hair.
All right. Question number two.
Can I give you a ding, sorry, mate? Well done.
No, thanks, mate.
Good stuff.
Runo, or Radio Uno, made its debut on the show this week twice, and I'm not sure that it'll come back.
You don't know that.
What year was Uno invented?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Oh, you're on fire tonight, if you get it right, obviously.
1971.
Yeah. God, he's good. He's good today.
Do you want to go for a clean sweep,
Jimmy?
Yeah,
Jim? Let's do it. Why not? Let's do it. Right. One for honour. Well done. Lightning on the buttons today.
Question number three and the final question of this week's Google Off. We had a fun chat this week about the sexiest Scooby-Doo character. What was the Scooby-Doo cartoon originally titled?
Jimmy.
Gee whiz.
A pup named Scooby-Doo?
That is not the answer that I have. Nath, have you got anything?
Original title. Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I should have scrolled. That was so dumb of me. That was so dumb. Jimmy.
Original series.
I just read that. Jimmy.
Did it say it's about a pup named Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
Okay, I've got
it. It's got the title and then goes, it's about a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Mysteries 5?
It's correct.
Oh, good stuff. I mean, great win from Jim.
Yes, well done, Jimmy.
But just to keep it interesting.
Yeah, I went in with a lot of gusto on that last one.
Yeah.
This is what I Googled. What was S-C-B-V-O-O-Y?
Scooby. Oh, Scooby.
Carton. Hobo titled.
And it, Google figured that out for you?
Well, it says showing results for what was Scooby cartoon originally titled. So it, because it auto-corrects.
God, it's impressive,
isn't
it?
Because I was trying, I'll be honest, I was trying to figure out how Nath's beating me, because I'm like, I'm such a better typer. But I realised Nath just bashes the keyboard. It's Google that's helping you.
100%. I'm using it to my advantage.
I only figured that out last week.
Hey, welcome to the game, baby. Welcome to the game.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, Domino's Pizza. I don't know if, I mean, I love this music. But Domino's Pizza has closed their last store in Italy.
I'll tell you what we need. We needed some sad Italian music.
Sad Italian
music. I guess this could be...
This is sad Italian
music.
This is
sad. It is, isn't it?
How does happy Italian music sound?
Don't we have some other Italian music we normally play. That's happier.
What do you want?
Give me something?
All right. I'll try and find some. You keep going. I'll tell
Grace about this. So, Grace, Domino's Pizza has closed down after 7 years in Italy.
Yeah, I was going to say, 7 even feels like a long time for Domino's to be there because Domino's is there.
Yeah, this is happy. No, that was right.
This is happy.
Hey!
Sad.
Sad. It's like, oh no, I dropped my pizza.
Oh, I got a fresher one. It's already for me.
Oh no, I dropped the dough. Oh. I dropped the dough.
I dropped the dough.
On the table to make a pizza!
Oh, it did too! Oh no.
Now you gotta go to the sad first.
My gelato.
Oh, your gelato. What happened?
I was gonna say gelato.
Oh, you can do one next.
Oh, sad. You were going to say gelato. Mm. I said gelato. I trip, it lands on the roof. So sad. But then, I got. Lasagna!
That's not the, let me. I'll show you what I'm going for. Okay. Ready? Give me sad music. Sad attack. I go to her fridge. There is no cheese. Because I ate it all!
Yay! Yeah!
Oh no! There is too many rice in my bowl.
Too many rice in my bowl?
What? I have cheese balls.
Okay, you know what the game's
no,
over.
No, let it go. What was the punchline?
No, that was it. Arancini. Something to do with arancini, something.
Balls. And what's
happened
the positive?
There? What happened?
They were arancini balls.
Yeah, but what's the...
I don't know.
What's the happy thing?
So the gag is like, he's like, oh no, he's out of pizza. Oh, so cheese, I went. Yes, sad. Right. Because he ate it all. Oh. It's a positive. You got to spin it.
Okay.
It's not just, I have rice in a ball. It's arancini.
You know that's what I was trying that's to just, do. That's...
It's just a cooking method.
Oh, no, my rice is gluggy. Oh, risotto.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Wrapping up Thursday, wrapping up the week, of course, before we return again. Saturday, Sunday, 7 to 9 for some National Weekend Brekkie, Jim.
Yep, we are excited, and there's we've already started putting together Saturday show, and it looks hot, looks good, looks tasty.
Spicy like a meatball.
Speaking of meatballs, Nath, meatballs, happy, happy Italians. And I'm giving the show out a 10 out of 10. And it's just weird because it's something that hasn't happened yet.
Mm.
It's because Nath just found this during John Butler Trio. Because if you missed it, we were talking about... I actually didn't get through the story, but Domino's has shut down in Italy.
Right, our bit was funnier.
Yeah, our bit was funnier. and we were looking for happy Italian music.
Yeah.
And Nath has found this.
It's Gaga.
Italian Gaga. Happy Italian Gaga.
I don't know how I didn't use that. No, phenomenal.
You found it during the song. We have it now.
Yeah.
Grace is a massive Lady Gaga fan and a real treat for you, Australia. She's going to sing along to her favourite artist.
Oh, I don't speak Italian.
Right now.
Ready? All 3, right. 2, 1. Go, Grace!
I'm beautiful in my way. This guy makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
Oh. That was, and you know what? It's like I learned something. Because I could hear the Italian and you were telling me the translation.
Yeah, it's like Google Translate here in the studio.
Muy bien.
Which means very good.
No, thank very you. Bad.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it does, but it's very good. Yeah, no.
What I've been telling people there, muy bueno for years. you guys rating the show?
Oh, we haven't rated the show.
We haven't done the show rating yet.
No, I said 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, you go, guys, whenever you want.
Yeah, I was about to say adios to Joe.
Sorry, guys. Lady, she keeps coming in. Sorry, guys.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's got to be a 10 out of 10 for me. It's a 10 out of 10.
I should have said adios earlier.
You really should have, mate, because now we're just 4-1.
Now it's 7.
Okay, this will
be 6.
Adios, Australia!
you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.